Hey, this is Matt.
Hi, Matt. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for asking. I was just following up. You probably got the notification, but we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there was something going on with the card that we have on file.
What am I paying for?
So in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 23rd. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So there's
okay.
A $249.
I understand it like this. I had paid for you guys to provide a service to me. Instead, what you did is you changed the name of my company. And now I have to go through a verification process to reclaim ownership of a company I've had for 15 years? Are you kidding me? I have to come up with a video of what? A video of what? No,
so
explain that to me. Explain that
email.
To me. Why are you calling me right now demanding money? And it's you've done nothing but cause chaos in my life, in my business.
So when you get that email to ask for a video verification, that's a good thing that Google offers that to you, because what's happening behind the scenes is that Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to have a valid business in the area. So if you look at that email,
I have a valid business. It was
correct. Correct.
It was. And you changed the name of my company. I told you not to do that, so we wouldn't have to go through this process, because I'm incapable of providing a video of a storefront because I don't own a storefront.
Well, Google deals with millions and millions of home-based businesses. You don't have to own a storefront. If you don't own a storefront, just upload the video from the St. Paul area, and then Google will know that you're actual a business in the area. You see what I mean? It's a simple process. It doesn't mean that you're suspended or that your Google listing's blackballed or anything like that. It's just a simple process that Google does to solidify that you're a valid business in the area so that they can keep it published. Does that make sense?
Yep. And so the issue here is that we have a company name that doesn't exist.
Okay. So question, what is the company name supposed to be? Because we have All Built Right Exteriors.
I asked you to create a website, All Built Right Exteriors. I said to not change the name of my company on my Google business profile.
Okay, so you wanted a website under All Built Right Exteriors, but you didn't want the company name to be changed?
I did not want the company name to be changed. There's branding. So there's two different types of branding out there. So there's exteriors.
Uh-huh.
They all fall under the realm of construction, right?
Right.
There's roofing, there's siding, there's construction, there's windows, there's doors, there's gutters. All of these
right.
require their own website, specifically tailored for that task.
Okay. I'm putting a note in here. So, forgive me if I sound like I'm not in the know a little bit here. All I do is call out and collect failed payments. I don't see any notes on that in your account as far as, you know, you wanting a separate website to go specifically with the exteriors. We have you under the roofing category. Is that what you wanted? You wanted the website for the roofing category, which, again, would include gutters and some of those other things that you mentioned.
No, not really. You didn't follow the orders. That's not the limitation of what I had asked for. So, no, I told you specifically not to change my business name in my Google business profile.
Okay.
If you're billing me, I don't know what you're billing me for.
Well, the problem is that if there was some dissatisfaction or something that was set up improperly, you're on a month-to-month subscription. No problem. You can cancel at any time. They wouldn't charge you anything, you know, or further. But I think the problem is that you didn't contact us. So that's why the system still continues to bill. It doesn't just automatically cancel if you see, you know, initially that something is being set up wrong.
Oh, this just happened yesterday. And I reached out yesterday, and you're the first person to call.
Okay. So the payment had been failing since the 23rd. So the system tries it once daily, and then when it gets to a certain point, that it comes into my queue. So I just got it this morning, which was unrelated to everything that you had, you know, mentioned. But I do want to let you know that this shouldn't hurt your Google placement in any way, shape, or form. And here's why. Is that first page placement does take 45 to 60 days, and we put that in the terms and conditions. So it's always the second month that you see the program pop. That's when everything comes to full fruition. So, you know, it's something that we can very easily go in and we can fix this all for you. But I wanted to make sure that, you know, once the payment's up to speed, that I get all of the notes proper, right? Because the one, let me see here. The Google listing that I'm looking at, just so that you know, it does have all built-right exteriors, and then it ports over to allbuiltrightconstruction.com. But that website is one that you had existing. That's not one that we built.
Correct.
Is that correct?
It should not be all built right exteriors. I told the people not to do that. They assured me that would not happen. They would not change the name of my business.
Additionally,
they didn't mention anything about changing my website on my Google business profile to the one that you guys created.
It's not changed on there.
You're billing me for things I didn't ask for. I'm informing you right now that if you're billing me, it's against whatever terms and conditions that we had come to agreement to. If you continue to bill me after knowing all this, and the chaos that was caused as a result, there's going to be further problems.
So that was changed on our end. Yes. You can inform me, but the problem is today's the 27th, and the account's past due for $249. On September 23rd, that will reoccur to 498, and it will continue to do so until this settles. So all I'm trying to tell you is if you look at your Google listing right now, it's still live and it's still active, and you click on the website that's linked to it, which is roofingmpls.com, it ports over to allbuiltrightconstruction.com. But we didn't do that. That's an existing site that you already had that was linked into this web domain. So I don't know who did that, but it wasn't Local Splash. You see what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's all that I'm saying. And everything that you're relaying, I can thoroughly take notes and have the technicians fix it for you. And it doesn't create a hiccup in your listing in any way, shape, or form, because it's always the second month that everything's listed properly, and that's where you see the program pop because of that 45 to 60 day time frame. Does all of that make sense? Did you have another
video? How are they going to make this right? How are they going to change the name of my business without verifying the existing change and then try to change it back over again?
Let's see. It says here from August 21st that you spoke with Lily in customer service, and she called you and said, hey, we have a different business name and address in the back office versus what is on the Google business page. It says, client said he would like to update the business name to the business that we have in our back office, but does not want re-verification. She said that she would check to see if she could make the updates without the re-verification. And then, let's see what it says after that. She spoke with Rena. That's the web developer. Yeah, and then it just says that re-verification was needed. So they called out to you to let you know that was on 8/24. Google business page re-verification is needed. So, yeah, I guess at some point they called you and you did want to change it, but you didn't want to go through the re-verification. Is that right?
Yes. I said,
okay.
Go through re-verification. I do not want to change it. You said she would call somebody to find out, and if it did, she would call me back and let me know, and she wouldn't make any changes.
Mm-hmm.
And I never received that call.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm just trying to figure out, like, because I don't think they would make a change to the Google business profile if you requested not to. That's why I'm trying to see if it was Local Splash or if it was another company, only because I see on your Google listing that your site does port over to that other business name, but it's not a site that we built. So I think almost like there must have been another company involved at some point.
I will tell you that yesterday when I saw it ported over to roofingmpls.com,
with
I owe you guys a bunch of money, and I was pissed off because my business name was changed.
Right.
I changed that web address back to the correct address, my company address.
Okay, but if you click on it, it still goes to the other website. That's what I'm saying. That roofingmpls.com is porting over to that other website that we didn't build. It's all builtrightconstruction.com.
Yep, there's that. I changed the port forwarding to that address because that was the quickest, easiest way to do it.
I'm only confused as to if in your industry, like you relayed to me, the exteriors, the gutting, all of that has to be have like separate websites set up. You almost would have been better off to create a separate Google listing then and have one for your other services and one for this, right? That way they don't conflict with each other. Because if you try to use the same Google listing and put a different website on there, then, you know, there might be conflicting information unless you don't do the original services that you, you know, provided for the other business, which I'm sure that you still do, right? Or did you just quit doing that completely?
I guess what I was trying to do is just have separate websites for individual services and try to rank those individually for their services rather than one catch-all company that does everything with maybe only two or three keywords that rank amongst a pool of many different services on a website. So the idea was to divide it all up individually, and it wasn't going to start with my Google business profile necessarily.
So if you do that, I mean, you can go out and build as many websites as you want for all of your different services, and that's fine. But it would hurt your rankings. And here's why, is when someone does a search online, let's say, for example, they put roofer or roof installation, for example, and then Google will send out millions of web crawlers looking for the best match for what's being searched for, right? And the same would apply to gutters. They're putting gutter installation, for example. Google sends out millions and millions of web crawlers looking for the best match, right? So when someone acquires our services, we do the programming to make sure that the company will be coming up, the company we're working with is coming up on the first page for the categories that we're promoting them in, right? But let's say that there is a company that has a website for roofing and a website for gutters and a website for windows and a website for doors and all these different websites, but they're tied into the same name, address, or phone number. That throws up a red flag with Google because Google doesn't know, is this really a roofer or is this really a gutter company or is it really an exterior windows company, for example? So because of that, all of that duplicate information, that company never gets ranked because Google's not going to promote the company in a strong category like that, not knowing, if that's your, a service that you're promoting. So
That is not true. And we know that from the latest leak from Google exposing their algorithm. They, in fact, favor microsites.
So
none of it is conflicting information. It's just divided information.
But you're trying to use the same Google listing that you had and then modify it to put a different site on it. But then you still want to promote the site that you have. So that's why I'm saying you would almost be better off to create another Google business profile so that that site is listed separately so that it could get ranked because you can't have, two different websites on the Google listing. That's conflicting, right? So that's all that I'm saying. Not to say that you can't have microsites or you can't have, five different domains that all poured over to the same site, all of that is fine. That won't hurt you. But if you have different sites that are conflicting, then that would hurt you. So that's all that I'm saying is, you might be better off creating a new Google business page for the new separate business and have a different site, a different phone number. It's a home-based business anyway, right? So you don't have to have a storefront or anything like that, but you'd have to have a different address that Google could verify. And, some people use a friend or a relative or a colleague's address. It doesn't really matter as long as, the address is not the same as the 281 Huron Avenue, which is the one that you have for the first Google listing, right? And that address, by the way, is published, so I don't know if, you wanted it hidden, but I'm looking at the Google listing right now, and it is published. And we didn't do that either because we have in the notes Huron Street, St. Paul, Minnesota. We don't have the number, probably because you're home-based, but on your Google listing, it says 281 Huron Avenue. And
right.
How do you say that? Matomedi, Minnesota. Yeah.
Right. So I guess none of the things that you guys did sort of fell under the umbrella of what I expected when you think you're going to enhance my Google business profile.
Well, what we specialize in is not only enhancing the Google business profile, but to get businesses ranked on the first page where 9 out of 10 consumers make their buying decisions, right? Where that high revenue is generated. So that's what we specialize in. But I'd want to make sure, if you were to continue that we have everything exactly the way you want it to, if you want us to use the same Google business profile, because we can do that. But, I don't want it to come to the point of, I wanted all built right exteriors on there, but I wanted a different web address or a different, website. And, why am I going through a re-verification? Because I didn't want the company listed as XYZ. I'd want it to get listed, properly the first time, which we're still in that window to do so. Because, like I said, it takes 45 to 60 days. And that video verification, it's such a simple process, Matthew. I know the email is a little bit intimidating, but I think it asks for about 7 different suggestions. It'll say, you know, if you have a business license or if you have a business registration, if not, a work vehicle with a Minnesota license plate or an invoice with your business address on it. So what they're doing is Google doesn't care if you publish the address or if you hide it, but they just want to make sure that you're a valid business in the area, right? So that they can promote you on the first page. So if you don't have all 7 items, just upload what you can. Let's say you only have an invoice and a business card and a picture of your work vehicle. Fine, send that over, and then that's all, you know, Google would need to get the listing, you know, fixed for you and republished. And then that way we get it on the first page for you. So that's what I was just saying is, you know, it is, you know, a little bit intimidating to get that email, but it's a very simple process. It takes people usually less than 15 minutes to go in and knock that out. It's a quick upload. And if, you know, you wanted to, you know,
and
continue.
And I've also read that because I don't have a storefront. And it was registered as the company with a storefront originally years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be reclassified as a service.
I don't think that's the case. Let me read the email real quick because like I said, I'm not a technician or you know, in the verification department, but I can definitely get someone in that department to get on the phone and help you. But let me just see. Complete these steps. Business, get verified. Yeah, it just says complete, submit a verification video, current location, business equipment, proof of management. So when they ask for the business location, if you don't have a storefront, they just want you to upload the video from that general vicinity so that they can, you know, prove, you know how Google will track the IP addresses and they'll track the area that the video is coming from. That's all it is. Because it says to show your Google Maps will capture outside signs like your street's name, nearby businesses, or the area around your business. So let me just, I'm going to ask James real quick because he's in the verification department. And just see, because I don't think that's going to matter that you registered it under a storefront and now you don't have one. That shouldn't be applicable, but let me just double check. It's always better to be safe than sorry, you know what I mean? So let's see here. How long have you had the Google Business page, Matthew? I assume for many years because there's 13 reviews on there, right? Hello?
I don't know how many years exactly.
Okay. But it's been a while, right?
Yeah.
When you... okay, I was just going to tell them the client had his business page, you know, for X amount of years. But I'll just put client had his Google Business page prior to working with us, but was registered using a storefront, which he doesn't have now, right? Or which is not applicable now.
Correct.
Okay. So for video verification, does he need a storefront or just upload the video from the area? Okay, so I'll give them a second to see that message and just see if they can respond to me. In the meantime, how do you want it to show on the Google Business Profile? Do you want it to show under all Built Right Exteriors, or do you want it to show as a different company?
Well, I guess there is only one company. There's All Built Right. There's All Built Right Construction. I don't have those other companies set up. So, I mean, I wouldn't be able to verify with, like...
So, officially, it's All Built Right Construction, right?
It is, yeah.
Okay, and then you had All Built Right and then All Built Right Exteriors. All Built. So in a perfect world, if, for example, you're All Built Right Construction, but we can list it as All Built Right Exteriors. Is that the way you want it to show, or do you prefer the All Built Right Construction?
All Built Right Construction, that original Google Business Profile is tied to my Google Guaranteed Local Service Ads account.
Oh, so you already have local service ads for the All Built Right Construction, right?
I do, yep.
Good for you. You're ahead of the curve there. You know, that's a newer program with Google. A lot of people don't know that it exists. So that's good that you have that set up already. So, okay. So you wanted us to do All Built Right Exteriors, but not change the Google Business Profile. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, got it. So in order to do that, we would have to set up a different Google Business Profile. So, and what that means is just use a different address and a different phone number. Now, the phone number is easy because we could purchase a brand new 612 area code phone number and have it poured over to your number. So that way, when it's published on Google, it's under a separate phone number. But for the address, is there a different address that you could use for that? Like I said, a friend, a relative, or a colleague, or anything like that, or no?
My home address.
Your home address. Okay. So, and that is not the 281 Huron Avenue, right? That's a different address that you had for the other?
It's a different address, correct.
Oh, that would work then. That would definitely work. I think that would probably be the best way to go about it. I think, would it be okay if I had James call you in a couple minutes? He's from the verification department, just to confirm all of this. Because, you know, before we, you know, worry about collecting any failed payment or anything like that, I just want to make sure that we can do what you're asking for. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I would love to talk to him.
Yeah. Okay. So this says he replied to me, by the way. He put, when completing video verification, client just has to show tools, docs, vehicle. Technically, they would want to see the storefront, but that's only important if we're doing a live video verification. So yours was just a regular video verification where you upload the video. A live video is where you get on like a Zoom call with a Google rep. So that's not what they were asking you to do. They were just asking for the regular one. So he says they don't want to see the storefront if it's a regular video verification. We have plenty of clients who complete the video verification that have a residential address, even though Google doesn't fully allow it. So that's because Google will allow the address to be hidden once it's verified. So he put, I recommend he does the video verification with the address listed, and if it asks for it again, then hiding it would be best. So let me just explain to him the second step, and then I'll see if he could call you. So the second, okay, so the second request is, okay, I'll put his current Google business page is supposed to be under All Built Right Construction. And he requested that we don't change that, right? That's what the call to Lily was about on the 21st, right?
Correct.
Okay. So his current Google bill is supposed to be under All Built, and he requested that we don't change that on a call with customer service on 8/21. Okay. However, he wants to promote a new website under All Built Right Exteriors. So about that. So I'll put, would a new Google business profile be best? And if so, can we change the current Google business page back to All Built Right Construction? So I'm not going to really wait for him to respond to this, but what I'm going to do is ask him to make sure that he understands the issue and if he could call you within the next couple of minutes, and then that way he can give you the options as to what we're going to do next, okay?
Okay.
Does that make sense? Okay, cool. So I'm going to have him reach out to you, and then we'll get this all squared away. I'm so sorry if, you know, something wasn't set up right. I you know, it's kind of a little bit of a confusing situation. I understand what you're requesting. I don't know if, you know, that was clearly notated before, but I can get that all fixed for you. But let's just see what James says about the Google business page first, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're welcome, Matthew. Have a good day. Bye-bye.